WBZH 910 AM, W245CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Former President Trump's legal team has until 5 o'clock Eastern to respond to a request that they severely limit what the former president says about the January 6th indictment.
Trump's lawyers must respond and make their case after the special counsel's request for a protective order. Smith's team pointing to Trump's social media use and arguing Trump might use it to disclose evidence or even intimidate witnesses in the January 6th case. Specifically pointing the judge to a post Trump made last week, writing, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you." Trump's team has called that political speech.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. Three people killed trying to put out wildfires in Southern California. They were all in a helicopter above the flames when the chopper crashed. All died. Three people were killed along an interstate in Pennsylvania when the charter bus they were on skidded in heavy rain and flipped onto its side. This is ABC News. Investigators in Garland, Texas are trying to figure out what caused an overnight fire at a factory that makes paint. David Casper works in the building next to the Sherwin-Williams plant and says there was an explosion that rocked the area.
I lived in California for 23 years. I've been through a lot of earthquakes. Nothing felt like that did this morning. Nothing. I'm serious about that.
One person suffering minor injuries. The fire now under control. Near Albuquerque, New Mexico, it may be days before a fire at a plastic recycling center is out. That according to officials who have now issued a local health alert. Days after announcing it would shut down, trucking company Yellow officially filed for bankruptcy over the weekend. It had employed around 30,000 people across the country. The bankruptcy coming just a few years after Yellow got hundreds of millions of dollars in federal COVID-era loans. Justin Finch, ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory. This morning, hearings begin as a Chippewa County judge will decide whether the lone suspect in last year's murder of 10-year-old Lily Peters will be tried as an adult or if the case will be moved to juvenile court. A 15-year-old boy is charged with homicide, which carries a mandatory life sentence if he's convicted, as well as two counts of sexual assault. Judge Stephen Gibbs ruled last month that autopsy photos and videos would be sealed, but did not decide whether prosecutors would be limited only to information in the criminal complaint filed with the charges. Peters was found dead in the woods near her home on April 25, 2022. Hearings are scheduled to go into next week in the case. The bodies of two people were recovered in Barron County by officials after a man's body was seen in the water near a running pontoon Friday afternoon in Pacagama Lake near Chetek. The sheriff's office said the bodies of 59-year-old Scott Brumman of Chippewa Falls and 59-year-old Doug Robinson of Chetek were found about 5 hours apart. The Wisconsin DNR is investigating. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Oconomowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Donald J. Trump has now been indicted for a third time. The purpose of the conspiracy was to overturn the legitimate results of the 2020 presidential election by using knowingly false claims of election fraud. The defendant enlisted co-conspirators to assist him in his criminal efforts. Jim Troupas, Ron Johnson, they're coming for you. Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Jeffrey Clark, yeah, you as well.
Weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Why can't we live together? Man, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm asking. It's 8 minutes after 9 o'clock now. We have 65 degrees in Amory. It's 68 degrees in La Crosse. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show on this Monday morning. Why can't we just live together? What's going on with all this hatred these days? Hatred and just like general disrespect. Earlier in the first hour, I mentioned that it seems like much of the Republican Party these days is all about the hatred, all about the cruelty, just being mean to people. It's like a popular thing in some circles these days. And what should we do about it? Should we do anything? Should we just let it spread? There is a story in USA Today about a guy who infiltrated and identified members of the Patriot Front. Now, most people would say that the Patriot Front is a hate group.
unless you're a member of the Patriot Front. The headline from USA Today says members of extremist group Patriot Front sue activist who infiltrated and identified them. This was just posted 4 hours ago at USA Today. It says members of the white supremacist organization Patriot Front have filed a federal lawsuit against a leftist activist claiming he infiltrated their group and revealed their identities as members of the racist organization. The activists' doxing of the four plaintiffs as members of Patriot Front cost them their jobs, their incomes, and relationships with family members, the lawsuit claims. Filed in federal court in the Western District of Washington by a Spokane law firm, the case is an unusual new tactic from members of Patriot Front. The Texas-based group has gained notoriety for holding marches with dozens of masked young men wearing chinos, carrying American flags, and chanting slogans. And when you read that, or when I read that, with these guys wearing masks and wanting their identity to remain anonymous, it makes me say, well, what's the difference between them and the Ku Klux Klan? The story goes on and says, last year, 31 members of Patriot Front were arrested when police pulled over a U-Haul that was allegedly transporting them to disrupt a Pride event in Idaho. They were charged with conspiracy to riot. Patriot Front describes itself as dedicated to, quote, a hard reset on the nation we see today, a return to the traditions and virtues of our forefathers, end quote. The Anti-Defamation League calls the organization a white supremacist group that, quote, justifies its ideology of hate and intolerance under the guise of preserving the ethnic and cultural origins of its members' European ancestors. The organization is mostly active in spreading propaganda in the form of flyers, banners, and stickers that members distribute around the country. Quote, they can frame themselves as peaceful as much as they want, but inherently they are very much a white supremacist group that's seeking to give supremacy to the white race, said Morgan Moon, an investigative researcher with the ADL's Center on Extremism. So this lawsuit, filed in late June, seeks damages from David Capito, an activist who they allege infiltrated Patriot Front in 2021 and for a time acted as the group's photographer. But the lawsuit also serves another purpose. Quote, at a deeper level, this complaint seeks to vindicate the rule of law and basic principles of free expression for persons who espouse unpopular opinions, it states. The suit claims Capito joined Patriot Front using a false identity and accessed the group's computer databases to access private information, which he then shared with friendly activists and hackers. Quote, this confidential information was then widely published and used to harass and threaten the plaintiffs with the aim and result of doxing them and other Patriot Front members and causing them serious harm, the lawsuit states. Brian Hughes, associate director of the Polarization and Extremism Research and Innovation Lab at American University, said this follows a trend on the extremist far right of attempting to couch all their activities as protected by the First Amendment. But he said the Patriot Front members face an uphill battle. Quote, I've never seen this before, Hughes said. I think that a judge will be very reluctant to set a precedent on behalf of a hate group, end quote. The attorney for the Patriot Front members did not respond to a request for comment. Capito, the guy who infiltrated the group, could not be reached for comment. So is that legitimate that they can go after this guy for exposing them, exposing their hatred? I don't know. I guess it'll be interesting to see what happens with that case. We've got 9:14 and a half right now. A couple other stories I wanted to get to here. And by the way, if you have any comments on anything we're discussing today, feel free to call in. I'd like to hear what you have to say. The phone number is 715-388-7155. A couple other stories I wanted to get to here. Well, before the break, last hour, we were discussing the former president and how he's kind of getting pretty worked up on his Truth Social, going off, threatening people. So now there's an update to this. This was just updated today at HuffPost. It says here that Trump flips out in hellishly bizarre new social media meltdown, in quotes, "I wasn't scared." And this is updated just about an hour ago or 2 hours ago by Ed Matza. It says Donald Trump seems to have hell on his mind. The former president invoked the perpetual flames of the underworld in two separate rants on Sunday against Nancy Pelosi and the U.S. women's soccer team. That's what it says, the U.S. women's soccer team. Evidently, he's got a beef with them, too. Early in the day, he launched his attack on the former House Speaker, who on Friday said Trump looked like a scared puppy during his arraignment last week on federal charges of election obstruction and conspiracy. Quote, "I wasn't scared," Trump insisted in a post on his Truth Social platform. Quote, "Nevertheless, how mean a thing to say. She is a wicked witch whose husband's journey from hell starts and finishes with her. She is a sick and demented psycho who will someday live in hell." End quote. Trump wasn't done raising hell just yet. When the U.S. women's team, the U.S. women's soccer team, was eliminated from the World Cup later on Sunday, the former president, like many others on the right, was weirdly thrilled. He called the loss, quote, "fully emblematic of what is happening to our once great nation under crooked Joe Biden," and accused the players of being openly hostile to the country. Quote, "woke equals failure," he wrote. Then took a shot at star player Megan Rapinoe. Quote, "nice shot, Megan. The USA is going to hell," with four exclamation points following "nice shot, Megan. The USA is going to hell." Now, I was saying earlier that some of his quotes sound like stuff you'd hear from a middle schooler, but now it's sounding more like grade school. Trump's critics raised hell in return, and there are several posts here from people on Twitter and elsewhere coming back at him with some good stuff. We might go over some of this stuff when we get back from the break. I'm going to read through these tweets real quick and see if some of these are worthy of us discussing. But stick around. Going to take a quick break. 18 minutes after 9 o'clock, you're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Summer just around the corner. Make sure to enjoy it at Amory Theater and Coffee Bar. Go to AmoryTheater.com to see all the current movie showings and to rent out the theater. Amory Theater and Coffee Bar, open Tuesday and Wednesday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Thursday to Sunday, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m.
She's the newest of 7 elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the
scales of justice, but not carry by a blindfolded Greek goddess. Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with highs around 82. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 55. Tonight, mainly clear. Lots of sunshine again tomorrow. High of 83. Low 80s Wednesday and Thursday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms Wednesday. To recap, 82 this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 65.
This summer, Lake Air, 1260 AM, WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels on Lake Air, 1260 AM, WLAK.
Getting somewhere. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show on this Monday morning. Jerry Garcia Band doing a Jimmy Cliff song. Man, that's good stuff. Hey, just before the break, we were discussing these tweets. I don't know what you call stuff that's sent out on Truth Social, but there are some kind of messages sent by the guy who used to be president. We're talking about how crazy some of this stuff sounds, and I just want to give you a few examples here, okay? So Donald Trump sent out a message about Nancy Pelosi, right? I mentioned this before the break where he said, I purposely didn't comment on Nancy Pelosi's very weird story concerning her husband, but now I can because she said something about me with glee that was really quite vicious. I saw a scared puppy, she said, as she watched me on television like millions of others that didn't see that. I wasn't scared. Nevertheless, how mean a thing to say. She is a wicked witch whose husband's journey from hell starts and finishes with her. She is a sick and demented psycho who will someday live in hell. So that's what the former president sent out. And Mehdi Hasan, who is a host on MSNBC, does a weekend show. He said, imagine if Joe Biden called Kevin McCarthy a sick and demented psycho who was going to hell, not just Fox, but the entire liberal media would lose their minds. He would be condemned, and liberal media is in quotes, he would be condemned even by members of his own Democratic Party. But it's Trump, so everyone just sighs and moves on. Here's another example. Trump sent out a message about the soccer team, right? The U.S. women's soccer team. He said the shocking and totally unexpected loss by the U.S. women's soccer team to Sweden is fully emblematic of what is happening to our once great nation under crooked Joe Biden. So evidently it's Joe Biden's fault that the soccer team lost. Trump went on and said many of our players were openly hostile to America. No other country behaved in such a manner or even close. And then in all capital letters, Trump writes, woke equals failure. Nice shot, Megan. The USA is going to hell, with 4 exclamation points. And then he signs it MAGA, M-A-G-A, make America great again. So that's the message from Trump. And Aaron Rupar just writes this. He says, L-M-A-O, you know, laughing my butt off. And he writes, this is so deranged. Indeed, it is. So in response to that, Jordan Yule wrote, the U.S. women's team is woke now, but they weren't in 2019 when they won the World Cup with a roster that was mostly the same and led by the woman that he singled out. They were unwoke. That's why they won. Tragic. And then there is a response here from Republicans Against Trump in response to his comment on Nancy Pelosi, where she said, I saw a scared puppy. And Trump says, I wasn't scared. What a mean thing to say. She's a wicked witch, et cetera, et cetera. Someday live in hell. And Republicans Against Trump say Donald Trump says that sick and demented psycho Nancy Pelosi will someday live in hell. He's always projecting. Always. Okay. And then one more here before we go to our next break. In response to the to his message about the soccer team, Daniel Miller wrote, Megan Rapinoe and her teammates won 2 straight World Cups for their country. You incited an insurrection and brought great shame and dishonor on yours. They have more patriotism in their pinkies than you've got in your entire racist, bigoted, and traitorous ass. Huh. With that, we should go to a break. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Former President Trump's legal team has until 5 o'clock Eastern to respond to a request that they severely limit what the former president says about the January 6th indictment.
Trump's lawyers must respond and make their case after the special counsel's request for a protective order. Smith's team pointing to Trump's social media use and arguing Trump might use it to disclose evidence or even intimidate witnesses in the January 6th case. specifically pointing the judge to a post Trump made last week, writing, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you." Trump's team has called that political speech.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. Three people killed trying to put out wildfires in Southern California. They were all in a helicopter above the flames when the chopper crashed. All died. Three people were killed along an interstate in Pennsylvania when the charter bus they were on skidded in heavy rain and flipped onto its side. This is ABC News.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory. This morning, hearings begin as a Chippewa County judge will decide whether the lone suspect in last year's murder of 10-year-old Lily Peters will be tried in his adult or if the case will be moved to juvenile court. A 15-year-old boy is charged with homicide, which carries a mandatory life sentence if he's convicted, as well as two counts of sexual assault. Judge Stephen Gibbs ruled last month that autopsy photos and videos would be sealed, but did not decide whether prosecutors would be limited only to information in the criminal complaint filed with the charges. Peters was found dead in the woods near her home on April 25, 2022. Hearings are scheduled to go into next week in the case. The bodies of two people were recovered in Barron County by officials after a man's body was seen in the water near a running pontoon Friday afternoon in Pacagama Lake near Chetek. The sheriff's office said the bodies of 59-year-old Scott Brumman of Chippewa Falls and 59-year-old Doug Robinson of Chetek were found about 5 hours apart. The Wisconsin DNR is investigating. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Hey, this is Joey Erickson at Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me at joey.erickson@civicmedia.us.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess. Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Once I live the life of a man.
That's what I'm talking about. If I ever get my hands on a dollar again, I'm going to hold it until the eagle grins. Got 9:34 and a half right now. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. Discussing several topics today. And if you have a comment on anything we're discussing, I'd like to hear what you have to say. Phone number is 715-388-7155. Updated temperatures in Hayward right now, 64 degrees. In Richland Center, it's 67 degrees. Looking for highs today in the low to mid 80s in most places. And it seems like everywhere I look for topics to discuss today, the topic of hate keeps coming up again and again. Hate, discrimination, and just intolerance. I got a story here from The Nation, and this was posted yesterday, or excuse me, it was posted today, August 7th. It says, the real agenda of Moms for Liberty. Have you heard of this group called Moms for Liberty? That sounds like something we can all appreciate, right? We all appreciate moms, and we all appreciate liberty. So if you've got some Moms for Liberty, it's got to be a good thing, right? And not so much. They are trying to take this country in an extremist direction, a far-right extremist direction. And the way they're doing it is by getting to the kids first. I'm talking about young kids in school. Listen to this. The real agenda of Moms for Liberty. As Republicans pay the political price for overturning legal abortion, they're banking on, quote, parents' rights as a way to paint their opponents as extreme. And it says here from The Nation, over the 4th of July weekend, Moms for Liberty held a packed summit in downtown Philadelphia, its second ever national convening. Founded in 2021, the fast-growing group claims 120,000 members in 285 chapters across 45 states, with hundreds of endorsed candidates elected to school boards to promote purging, quote, critical race theory, end quote, and books with transgender characters from classrooms, right? Got to get those books out of the classrooms that have transgender characters in them. Story goes on and says, at one session I attended titled Manhandling, although in front of the word manhandling is, or I should say, are the letters W and O. So I guess you could read it, woman handling, the media. Okay, so in this session titled Woman Handling the Media, the group's strategy became crystal clear. Led by Christian Ziegler, the chair of the Florida Republican Party, and the husband of Bridget Ziegler, a Moms for Liberty co-founder and Sarasota County School Board chair, the session provided lessons for new recruits on how to get the media, whom Ziegler described as a bunch of lazy liars, to boost their chapter's profiles. A centerpiece of this approach involved using high-profile politicians to lure reporters to an event. Quote, the media will show up because they're thinking that what the elected officials say is going to be news. Not your chapter, no offense, he told a chapter head from a blue state who'd complained that journalists weren't covering her rallies. Quote, so you got to piggyback off those VIPs as much as you can. It's like this summit, right? The author of this piece in The Nation goes on and says, right, I had to admit, that was why I was there, along with 132 other journalists, according to media handlers for the event. The previous weekend had been the first anniversary of Dobbs v. Jackson, Women's Health, the Supreme Court decision that overturned the legal right to abortion nationwide. Anti-abortion leaders had rallied in Washington, D.C. to celebrate, inviting presidential candidates from the party responsible for that monumental victory to join them. The only one who came was Mike Pence. The Moms for Liberty Summit, by contrast, attracted five candidates, including frontrunners Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis. Their mere presence quickly became the story itself, which suited Ziegler
just fine. Quote, Moms for Liberty didn't exist 3 years ago. Now it's a GOP kingmaker, read a headline in the Washington Post that morning. Ziegler called it probably the best headline I've ever seen, end quote. At the event, the candidates played to the crowd. DeSantis gave his standard speech against wokeness and drag queens at breakfast time. Trump had the closing spot that evening, drawing a raucous reaction from the crowd when he compared radical left socialism to a religion. Quote, instead of taking children to church, they believe in taking children to drag shows, he said. For all their fire and brimstone, though, the candidates weren't the real story. That was on display during lunch when top education officials from four states, Florida, Arkansas, Oklahoma, and South Carolina, took the stage with Moms for Liberty co-founder Tiffany Justice. Their goal seemed to be to disparage public schools, painting a picture of a literacy crisis that they blamed on teachers' unions and the encroachment into the classroom of woke nonsense. Quote, these are folks that want to destroy our society. They want to destroy your family, and they want to destroy America as we know it, end quote. Oklahoma School Superintendent Ryan Walters said, in May, Oklahoma's governor signed a law creating a tax credit for families who send their children to private schools or homeschool them. The officials all spoke of the need to return to a classical education, which has become a dog whistle for Christian nationalists who oppose efforts to teach children about racism and gender diversity in the classroom, as a report by the Network for Public Education showed. They talked about parental rights and school choice, and they railed against the federal government's involvement in schools. We don't need a federal Department of Education, folks, Walters said, as the audience went wild, roaring and clapping. A lot of moms like to hear that, Tiffany Justice exclaimed. I turned around to find that almost all of the other journalists were gone. That seemed to be what Christian Ziegler was after. By wrapping its efforts in rhetoric about parental rights and protecting children, Moms for Liberty has successfully presented itself as just a group of angry moms shouting down wokeness, rather than as the latest link in a decades-long conservative project to undermine public education while upholding white supremacy and patriarchy. Is that what we want? Do we want to eliminate public education and uphold white supremacy, patriarchy? Yeah, let the white guys run everything. This piece from The Nation goes on and says, in 1982, President Ronald Reagan called for shutting down the Department of Education in a State of the Union address. More than 40 years later, the most significant change in the right's strategy is its use of transphobia to cast public schools as dens of indoctrination and danger. And it's working. People across the political spectrum are being swayed by the right's fear-mongering about trans kids. A Washington Post KFF poll last year found that a majority of Americans believe, for example, that trans women and girls should not be allowed to play sports with their peers. Examples of conservatives' efforts to stoke anti-trans sentiment were everywhere. In the exhibit hall, I picked up a ministry curriculum titled God Created Them Male and Female, produced by a nonprofit called Advocates Protecting Children. It contained a lesson that would teach children in elementary school to recite the phrase, God created people, male and female. There is nothing else. End quote. Abortion, the premier social conservative issue of the past half century, was barely mentioned on the day I was there. I was beginning to realize why. A majority of Americans disagree with the overturning of Roe, and Republicans are paying the price politically. The framework of parental rights has given conservatives a way to meet the post-Dobbs moment by painting their opponents as the extreme ones. I asked Bridget Ziegler why I had heard so little at the Moms for Liberty conference about abortion. She told me she thought the summit probably, quote, represents the country as far as a spectrum, end quote. Although by that, she meant that some people were probably pro-choice, not pro-abortion. But the topic wasn't likely to come up at school board meetings, she added, unless it was in relation to school-based medical clinics. Then she put into practice a lesson from that morning's media strategy session, steering our conversation back to her talking points. Quote, it really comes down to parental rights. I mean, that's really the core issue, Ziegler said. So that's what's going on in this group called Moms for Liberty. Sounds like a fine thing, right? We can all appreciate moms. We can all appreciate liberty. But Moms for Liberty is out to indoctrinate our kids. Interesting, because it's often those on the right that claim indoctrination of the children. 9:45 right now. Going to take a quick break. Stick around. You're tuned into the Stu Daniels Show.
The newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Professor Schwaber, what grade would you give the Supreme Court for their interpretation of the law?
That doesn't really work. The grade ordinarily would be how accurately and thoughtfully and carefully have you interpreted, you know, existing precedents. I tell you what, though, if I were teaching a course in, let's say, logic, and I was asked to grade this work in terms of its coherence and its rigor, a high D.
Wow.
A high D.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 82. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 55. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 83. Low 80s Wednesday and Thursday, with a chance for scattered thunderstorms Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 65.
This summer, Lake Air, 1260 AM, WLAK has a new stunning lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
Daniel Show. Yeah, it's a heat wave. Martha and the Vandellas on a Monday morning. Also, just before the break, we had Stevie Wonder doing Hotter Than July. Evidently, nothing hotter than July. Probably going to be the hottest month on record in the history of the world, at least in recent history, the last few 100,000 years or so. Anyway, 9:51 right now. We've got 67 degrees in Amory. It's 68 degrees in Eau Claire. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show. And speaking of heat waves, I've got a story here from Rolling Stone. The headline says, extreme heat is effing with our heads. Yep. New research shows that rising temperatures could mean an increase in mental health crises. So not only does the extreme heat cause physical problems, people passing out, collapsing from exhaustion, heat exhaustion or dehydration, but now they're finding out that the extreme heat can also cause mental health issues for several different reasons. Let me give you a little bit of this from Rolling Stone. It says, over the past several years, increasingly destructive hurricanes, wildfires, blizzards, and other extreme weather events have made it clear that the effects of climate change aren't some future hypothetical, but our current reality. Not to be outdone, summer of 2023 has been coming in hot, literally, with July shattering the record for the planet's hottest month. Yeah, hotter than July, just like Stevie Wonder was singing, right? Also, coming to a close with numerous fires breaking out in the Arctic Circle. How does that even happen? And while the recent high temperatures and debilitating humidity may not be responsible for as much property damage as a hurricane, it's been disastrous for our mental health. Quote, heat waves are becoming more frequent, widespread, intense, and severe, and they're lasting for longer periods of time, says Amruta Nori Sarma, PhD, an assistant professor in the Environmental Health Department at the Boston University School of Public Health. We call it broken record, record-breaking heat, and as it continues, more and more people are becoming cognizant of both the physical and mental health impacts of extreme heat exposure. Though most people are familiar with the physical effects of extreme heat, ranging from discomfort to respiratory issues to heat stroke resulting in permanent disability or even death, the link between excessively hot weather and mental health isn't as widely understood. But thanks to a growing body of research as well as insights from therapists and other clinicians, we now have a better grasp on how oppressive, inescapable heat can wreak havoc on our individual and collective mental health. Rolling Stone spoke with three experts to find out more about this relationship, why it's a public health issue, and where we go from here. It's not unusual to feel especially cranky and miserable on a sweltering day, but Asim Shah, MD, professor and executive vice chair of psychiatry and behavioral sciences at Baylor College of Medicine, says that's only the beginning. Quote, when exposed to too much heat, people can get more irritable, angry, aggressive, fatigued, or all of these things combined, he tells Rolling Stone. For some people, extreme heat affects more than their mood. Quote, some of my clients have described experiencing symptoms similar to seasonal affective disorder, in that they occur always during the hottest parts of the summer and can include increased feelings of depression and isolation and a lack of motivation, energy, and interest in activities they otherwise enjoy, says Adam Fried, PhD, a clinical psychologist practicing in Phoenix and the director of the Behavioral Sciences Program at Midwestern University's Glendale, Arizona campus. After analyzing data from approximately 3.5 million trips to emergency rooms across the U.S. between 2010 and 2019, Nori Sarma and other researchers from the Boston University School of Public Health found that the rate of emergency room visits was 8% higher on very hot days compared to the coolest days of the summer. The results of their original investigation were published in an article in JAMA Psychiatry in 2022. Quote, we saw overall emergency department visits increasing, but we also specifically saw increases in rates of visits from stress and anxiety, and for schizophrenia, substance use disorders, somatoform disorders, mood disorders, and self-harm. Nori Sarma tells Rolling Stone, these mental health endpoints don't really have a lot of relationship to each other, which indicates that heat is likely an external stressor that's exacerbating people's pre-existing symptoms. Roughly 2.2 million individuals made the 3.5 million ER trips included in Nori Sarma's study. However, those data didn't differentiate between whether or not a patient had a pre-existing mental health condition. The findings were relatively consistent across age groups and gender, although people living in the Northeast, Midwest, and Northwest were slightly more likely to make mental health-related trips to the ER during heat waves. This speaks to the adaptive measures that people in the southern parts of the U.S. have already taken to keep themselves safe in hot weather, including a higher penetration of air conditioning usage, Nori Sarma explains. So I think we've run out of time, but that gives you some idea of what's going on. Evidently, the extreme heat causing not just physical problems, but also mental health issues as well. Stay cool today, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock.
This is my home. This is where I belong. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the ABC Civic News Media app.
I'm Jim Ryan.